Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we extract the most important nuggets of knowledge to get you well informed fast. Today, we're plunging into the fascinating world of software development methodologies. Ever stop to think about how your favorite apps, or even, you know, those super complex systems like air traffic control, actually get built? Most of us use software constantly, but the process behind it, often a bit of a black box. Well, today, we're taking a shortcut. We want you to get to grips with two major approaches: iterative and agile.
Absolutely. And understanding these is, well, it's crucial, not just for tech folks, but anyone in project management, really. These methodologies shape how teams work, how efficient they are, and ultimately whether a project sinks or swims. So our mission today: help you understand the stages, compare the philosophies, and figure out, you know, when you'd pick one over the other.
Okay, let's unpack that. Where did this whole idea of a structured way to build software even begin? Let's start with iterative. I hear it grew out of something called the waterfall model.
That's right. And it's funny, the waterfall model itself didn't even start in software. It actually came from manufacturing. Construction, too. Think about it, in those fields, changing the design once you started building, it gets incredibly expensive fast.
Okay, so you need a very strict step-by-step process, like foundation first, then walls, then roof, no going back easily.
Exactly, a very sequential approach. Finish one phase, get sign-off, then move to the next, no overlap.
And this core idea, it carried over into software, this concept that nailing things down early saves a ton of pain later.
Massively. There's this almost staggering statistic. Fixing a problem during the initial requirement stage can be literally 50 to 200 times cheaper than fixing that exact same bug way down the line, like after the software is released.
50 to 200 times. That's huge. Okay, yeah. So iterative keeps that idea of stages.
It does. It keeps the idea of progressing through defined stages. Mm-hmm. But here's the key difference from pure waterfall. Iterative lets you go back up the waterfall, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Meaning, if you find an error, maybe during testing, you can revisit an earlier stage, like design or even analysis, to fix it. But, and this is important, if you go back and change something, you then have to rework all the stages that come after it.
Right. So there's flexibility, but it still has consequences for the timeline and budget.
Precisely. It's not a free pass to change anything anytime.
Okay. Let's walk through those stages then. What does this iterative journey look like? First up is analysis.
Yes. Analysis. This is where you pin down exactly what the problem is. The main output is the software specification. Think of it as the blueprint. It defines what the software needs to do, not how.
And this is super detailed, right? Purpose, scope, what's in, what's out.
Absolutely. Deliverables, time limits, boundaries, what it won't do, and the functional requirements.
Yeah.
Inputs, processes, outputs. It's often like basically a legal contract. Get this wrong and you're building the wrong thing.
Okay, spec nailed down. What's next? Design.
Design. Now we figure out the how. How will this thing actually function? This involves breaking the problem down, top-down design, splitting main tasks into smaller bits or modules.
Making it less overwhelming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you use tools here, maybe pseudocode like English-based code logic or structure diagrams to visualize how parts connect. You also map out data flow, how information moves around, and crucially, the user interface, what the user actually sees and interacts with.
Wireframes and mockups, maybe?
Could be, yeah. Especially for graphical interfaces. And very importantly, you create the test plan here. You need to know how you'll check if the design works before you build it.
Got it. Plan the tests early. Then comes coding.
Implementation. Yep, that's the coding stage. Turning those designs, those blueprints, into actual working software code.
And once the code exists, you test it.
Right into testing. Following that plan you made earlier, does it give the right outputs for the right inputs? And remember, testing can only show that errors are present. It can never prove they're absent.
Good point. So you need thorough testing. What kind of data do you use?
You use a mix.
Yeah.
Normal data, the typical stuff you expect. Extreme data, values right at the edges or limits. Mm. And exceptional data, invalid inputs, things the program shouldn't accept, to see if it handles errors gracefully.
Okay, makes sense. Testing isn't just about the happy path.
Not at all. Then there's documentation.
The part everyone loves.
Well, maybe not. But it's vital. And it's not just at the end. It happens all the way through, from that first spec document to code comments, test results, error logs. It's ongoing.
Okay. And after testing and documenting.
Evaluation. An objective look back. does the finished software actually meet the original specification? You look at criteria like, is it fit for purpose?
Yeah.
Does it solve the intended problem? Is it robust? How well does it handle errors?
Usability, too, I imagine. Is it easy to use?
Definitely. Usability is key. Also, maintainability. How easy is it to fix or change later? And something often overlooked. Efficient use of coding constructs. Basically, is the code elegant? Does it use resources like memory and processing power well? Lean code runs better.
Right. And the final stage, it never really ends, does it? Maintenance.
Exactly. Maintenance is the long tail. After delivery, you've got corrective maintenance fixing bugs that slip through, adaptive changing it to work with new operating systems, new hardware, and perfective maintenance adding new features, improving performance over time.
So, summing up iterative, strengths seem to be that clear structure, good for big, complex projects where you need that upfront agreement.
Yes, especially large teams, big projects. The clear plan is a major plus. Everyone knows what they're building from the start. Good for managing risk on massive undertakings.
But the downsides, that rigidity, changing things mid-project sounds like a nightmare.
It can be. It struggles with change. It can also be overkill for simpler projects. And if you do miss something major in that initial analysis phase,
oh,
it can be incredibly expensive to fix later, even with the ability to go back. Plus, the client often checks out after the initial stages.
Right. They sign off on the spec and reappear for the final show and tell, which seems risky if the world changes in the meantime.
It can be. Which leads us nicely into the other big philosophy, agile.
Okay, agile. This feels like a reaction to some of those iterative downsides. It came from something called RAD, Rapid Application Development.
Yeah, RAD was an early attempt to speed things up, make it less rigid than waterfall, using prototyping, getting client feedback earlier and more often. Agile really builds on that foundation.
Yeah.
It's all about collaboration, self-organizing teams working super closely with their customers.
Adaptive planning, evolutionary development. Sounds very flexible.
It is. Early delivery, continual improvement, embracing change rather than fighting it. That's the core of the Agile manifesto, really.
And Scrum is a popular way to do Agile, right? With those sprints.
Exactly. Scrum is a framework for implementing Agile. The work gets broken down into fixed length iterations, usually, you know, maybe 2 to 4 weeks long. These are the sprints.
Short, focused bursts. Deliver something tangible at the end of each one.
Precisely. Creates momentum. And Scrum has these key ceremonies or meetings to keep things on track.
Okay, what are those?
First, sprint planning. The team pulls work from a backlog and decides what they can commit to finishing in the upcoming sprint. Then, the daily stand-up or daily scrum. Quick meeting, 15 minutes max, just the dev team. What did you do yesterday? What will you do today? Any blockers?
Keeps everyone synced up.
Totally. Then, at the end of the sprint demo, show off what you actually built, what's done, get feedback. And finally, the sprint retrospective. This one's crucial. The team looks back. What went well? What didn't? What can we improve for the next sprint? Continuous learning.
It sounds much more dynamic. The advantages seem pretty clear. Faster delivery, happier customers because they're involved.
Often, yes. Rapid, continuous delivery of useful software. Big emphasis on people and interaction over rigid process. Constant back and forth between the customer, the developers, the testers, and changes, even late changes. They're often welcomed if they add value.
So potentially faster development, more responsive, maybe even cheaper.
It can be.
Yep.
Small, focused teams can be very efficient. But like iterative, Agile isn't perfect. It has its own challenges.
Such as?
Well, estimating the total effort for a really big project up front. That can be tricky in Agile. You don't have that exhaustive initial spec. There's sometimes less focus on formal design docs or comprehensive documentation, which can bite you later.
Right, the working software over comprehensive documentation idea.
Exactly. And if the customer isn't clear or keeps changing their mind drastically without a clear end goal, the project can drift. It can become chaotic without strong version control. It also tends to work best with more experienced developers who can make good decisions quickly without needing detailed instructions for everything.
And that lack of a big upfront contract scope creep could be a real danger.
It can be. You need good discipline and a clear product owner to manage the backlog and prevent the project from just adding features forever without focus. It's not a free-for-all.
Okay, so we have these two distinct approaches. Let's put them head-to-head. How do they really differ in practice? Client interaction, for starters.
Big difference there. Iterative client is heavy at the start, analysis, and the end, evaluation. In between, less so. Agile client is involved constantly, giving feedback on prototypes, attending demos. They're part of the process week by week.
which makes adapting to change much easier in Agile.
Definitely. Changing goals aren't necessarily a disaster. They can be a positive refinement if managed well.
What about how the teams themselves work?
Iterative often has specialist teams, analysts, hand off to designers, who hand off to programmers, who hand off to testers. Communication happens mainly at those handoffs. Agile emphasizes cross-functional teams. Everyone working together, constantly communicating, face-to-face interaction is prized, much more collaborative within the core team.
In documentation, we touched on this, but summarizing.
Iterativists, typically lots of detailed documentation up front. Specs, design docs, test plans. Very thorough. Agile, generally lighter on initial comprehensive docs. Focuses more on user stories, backlogs, and the working software itself as a form of documentation. Though good Agile teams do document, just maybe differently.
Okay, the crucial question then. When do you pick one over the other? Give us the scenarios.
Right. Iterative, with that rigid planning, is generally better for large-scale projects, especially where requirements are stable and well understood from the start. Think like a big government system, maybe something with heavy regulations, where that upfront agreement and predictability is paramount and changes are really difficult or costly.
Okay. Big, stable, predictable needs, iterative.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And agile.
Where does it fit best?
Agile shines in small to medium scale projects, especially where requirements are expected to change or evolve. Developing a new mobile app, a website, where user feedback is key, market conditions shift. That's Agile's sweet spot. Its ability to handle cumulative changes quickly is its strength. Responsiveness is key.
So dynamic environments, evolving needs, speed to market might be critical. Lean towards Agile.
Exactly. It's about matching the methodology to the project's reality.
Okay, so we've really unpacked these two fundamental ways of building software. Iterative, structured, planned, good for predictable giants. Agile, flexible, collaborative, thrives on change.
Yep. Each with its own set of pros and cons. Neither is universally better. It depends entirely on the project, the team, the organization's culture. Understanding the needs first is key to choosing the right tool for the job.
So, wrapping this up for you, our listener, next time you're using an app or maybe even interacting with some big system online, take a second. Think about how it might have been built. Was it that carefully planned, stage-by-stage, iterative process? Or was it a series of agile sprints, adapting and evolving along the way? And maybe think beyond software. How could these ideas, structured planning versus adaptive flexibility, apply to other complex projects or goals in your own life? Something to ponder.